everybody. Welcome to Mortified.
Dear Diary.
Is it true that girls don't have orgasms the first time?
I just put down my Anne Frank diary. I can really relate to her struggle.
She said, a lot of what I wrote is about the two of you. And we said, what could you possibly have said that would be bad?
Dear Diary. Mom is a dork, a moron, and a geek. I hate her so much. Dad is a bitch and butt crust.
Oh, that's no way to talk.
I don't want to read my kids' diaries.
No,
what
you
if
do
they
not.
Say that about me?
You definitely do not. There's a docuseries, which is a new phrase for me. I'm not familiar with that phrase, docuseries. It's a documentary, of course, drawn out over several episodes, and it's called Mortified. It's on Netflix. So far, I believe there's only 6 episodes, but Mike Mayer, one of the creators of the show, director, producer, showrunner for Mortified, is joining us right now. Mike, above and beyond all else, congratulations, because this thing is nothing but fun to watch.
Thank you so much. It was pretty great to make, I have to say.
How did this start?
Yeah, genesis.
Sure. So Mortified started as a stage show about 15 years ago, maybe even more by this point, when one guy, Dave Nadelberg, found a really horrible love letter that he had written to a girl in high school. I think he'd written several drafts, which is why he had some still.
And poor guy holding on to that.
Yep.
No, he literally found it in a shoebox, and he shared it with some friends, and they thought it was hilarious, and they shared some things they had, and next thing you knew, there was a little stage show, and that turned into 10 cities worth of stage shows, and now it's up to 20 cities, some in other countries, where people get on stage and they read their own childhood writings in front of total strangers.
To uproarious applause and laughter. And what I think that does is it just says to everybody, there's nothing funnier than the truth, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's people sort of owning up to who they were back then and you know, how naive they were and misinformed and how they thought they knew everything. I mean, it's all that, you know, rolled into one. And people love it because, you know, we all were like that. And so you're sitting in the audience or you're at home watching it and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, I had the same thoughts. I had the same hopes, the same fears when I was a kid. So you're identifying with it. But you're also laughing pretty darn hard.
There was a letter that I wanted. It was a love letter, I'll tell you right now, that I wanted to write to Donny Osmond. And I did write it to Donny Osmond. And it was on this awesome mushroom, a.k.a. Hobie stationery.
Yeah.
And I sealed it up, and I asked my mom for a stamp, and she said, I'd like to pre-read it and make sure it's okay. And I said, oh my God, you can't. So I ripped it up right in front of her. But now I'm thinking, if I would find that stuffed in a drawer, I'll bet you I did a couple versions of it.
Sure.
I think it really just said, I love you like 100 times. But we all are so vulnerable.
Yeah. And Wendy, first of all, let me say, if you find that letter, call me.
All right.
You'll get on the air quick.
Yeah. You know, we are so vulnerable, and a lot of people don't want to share things that they find, but that's what's so actually brave about these people who get up and share things that, we definitely wanted to keep secret when we were kids.
Right. So on every episode, for people who have not seen Mortified, what you're doing is you're meeting 5 or 6 people, and they're all telling the story of when they were younger. And I don't know if this was your idea, Mike, or somebody else connected with the show, but you have them in present-day form reading it in front of the crowd, and then behind them on a screen is a picture of their 9 or 10 or 11-year-old self. So
yeah.
In our brains, we're seeing the duality of a human being, the early days and the now days, and it's just so refreshing and fun to see.
Yeah, we wanted to make it clear that, you know, this is an adult reading their childhood writings, that it's not like, you know, anything. Yeah, they're pretty horrible and embarrassing writing. So we just want to connect and always tell people, like, okay, they wrote this when they were 11, or this person wrote this when they were 15. Because I think it's really important to understand, you know, what time in their life they were at.
Sure.
And they wrote what they wrote.
Yeah.
And I should just clarify that Mortified has many incarnations now. So we did a movie several years ago called Mortified Nation. That's also on Netflix. And then the series is called The Mortified Guide.
Oh, okay.
And each episode, oh, it's trust me, there's so much more to find in my life. In the series, each episode is about a different universal childhood theme. So, like, you know, fitting in, family, love and sex, things like that. Really big hitters, you know, in a childhood.
Yeah. One of my favorites was pop culture. I'm a pop culture fanatic, so I loved that episode. And I'll tell you, I keep wanting to have a favorite, Mike. Like, every episode I go, no, that guy's my favorite. No, wait, she's my favorite. I think the girl who, she realized early on that she was a lesbian, but didn't know exactly what to do with that knowledge. And the only character she could find on TV that was also a lesbian was Erica Kane's daughter on All My Children. So she wrote that girl, the actress, a fan letter. And then you guys, through the magic of television, got the actress to come and read the letter there. And boy, what a great payoff that was.
That was incredible. I mean, she, Kirsten, had really not been able to tell anybody who she was. She wasn't able to declare to her mom or to herself even, you know, that she was gay. Yeah. And it really was through watching a gay character on TV that's how she figured out who she was and how she got the courage to tell her mom. And so for somebody to then as an adult meet the person who kind of changed their life that much, it was incredible. It was very heartfelt and also really embarrassing, because the things she wrote about the actress were pretty embarrassing. So to hear him said back to her was pretty great.
But Mike, that's the best part of the show, is there are moments there where you're crying and laughing at the exact same time, and that's hard to pull that off.
Yeah, thank you. I'm just the guy who put the show together. Honestly, the reason it works is because of the people who are sharing, because they are sharing themselves, and it's really funny. But ultimately, these are all very heartfelt stories, because it's people kind of finding themselves or being, you know, for whatever reason. There's just so much that we connect with in this series.
I find it shocking that enough people are willing to share their innermost childhood letters, because we're all worried about image and we're all worried about being judged so many times that thankfully these people are revealing their inner thoughts from years ago.
You know, it's interesting. And I think the reason it happens is because, let me put it this way, almost everybody who winds up getting on stage at one point was in the audience. So it's being in the audience and hearing somebody else get up on stage and be that brave person and connecting to what they're saying. Like you, Wendy, people go, oh, you know, I have stuff in my closet that that I think I might be able to find. And having seen somebody else do it, they go, I could do this too. But not everybody, you know, who submits their writings winds up going on stage. Some of them back out. They say, I can't do it.
It's too powerful, isn't it?
Too powerful, too scary. Not
too true.
Ready for it.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah, not ready for it yet. I mean, they may be able to reveal that at a later time. I've never heard of this. I'm so glad you're on the air with us, Bill. Thank you for turning me on to this. I want to see it. I want to see everything. Where do I go to see? There's stage, there's TV and film, there's podcast, there's radio. Where do I go to see Mortified?
Okay, so first of all, there's a website, getmortified.com, and there you'll see information about the Mortified podcast, and which is on been going on for a couple of years now, and also about the live stage shows, and there's stage shows in Chicago. In fact, we shot some of our performances in Chicago for the movie Mortified Nation. And then you can go to Netflix to see the documentary Mortified Nation and the series The Mortified Guy that just came out.
You tell me the answer to this, Mike, because I can't figure it out. I've watched the 6 episodes on Netflix. I noticed that the word journal is used almost all the time, but the word diary is hardly ever used. Why is everybody avoiding the word diary instead of journal?
You know, I never thought about that. In general, women say that they wrote in diaries, and men say that they wrote in journals. I don't know why. That's just sort of the nomenclature.
It's more ladylike to say a diary,
it is,
you know?
Isn't it?
So,
I guess it
is. And they're usually pink with a little key, you know?
Yeah.
I never had a diary.
Oh.
Oh. I never had a journal either. Just love letters to Donny Osmond.
Oh.
That's funny. I mean, one of the things we always want to point out is that it's not just journals and diaries. There's also people sharing the lyrics they wrote when they were kids or poems,
yeah,
which can be even more embarrassing. So I think, you know, we talk about artifacts, like we're archaeologists digging back and finding these artifacts in people's childhood. And diaries are certainly part of that.
Mike Mayer is our guest, director and showrunner for Mortified. There's several versions of it, as we've pointed out, the Mortified Guide, Mortified Nation. We'll continue this discussion in just a little bit. If you'd like to join in, 312-981-7200, it's Bill and Wendy on WGN. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Mike Mayer, the director and showrunner for the Mortified Guide and Mortified Nation. You can find them easily on Netflix. What you have there is adults reading their journals, their diaries, their notebooks, from when they were children, oftentimes to hilarious results. We've got a bunch of texts, Mike, people who have seen the show and,
yeah,
and like it.
Now, I guess you talked about this show on the air before.
A few weeks back, I did.
And somebody said, I watched this on your recommendation, Bill, and I couldn't stop watching it. So funny. That's from 847. Somebody says, Wendy, I love Donny Osmond, too. Still do.
Yeah.
And 708, binged on Mortified on your recommendation, Bill. Love it. Laughter and tears. Real people, real stories.
Yeah. And, Mike, like I said, it's hard to pull that off, but you guys do it pretty much every time around. Do me a favor. I talked about this girl when I saw the episode a few weeks ago, but I want your take on it. The girl who was in love with Katharine Hepburn, her parents were very religious and wouldn't let her watch most television stations, but they let her watch AMC American Movie Classics. She fell in love with Katharine Hepburn and sent her a letter trying to save her soul. Do you remember this girl?
Oh, I remember.
She's from Peoria, I believe, right? Peoria, Illinois?
Yeah. And that was an amazing piece because she wasn't allowed to watch, as you said, she wasn't allowed to watch really anything, no MTV, no nothing. And so the classic movies became her only sort of pop reference. And at the same time, she was extremely religious.
Yeah.
And decided that Katharine Hepburn needed to be extremely religious too.
Right.
And
so, she had read that Katharine Hepburn was an atheist, and she thought, "Oh, this is terrible. This great actress isn't going to know what's going to happen after she dies."
Right. So she went out on this mission to save Katharine Hepburn.
Oh my God!
Who at that point, you know, had already won however many Oscars and really didn't probably want to be saved.
Right.
A 13-year-old girl. But no, it was. It, I mean, it, that's an example of, you know, how we, when we're growing up, we think we know everything. You know, adults know nothing. It's embarrassing. I mean, and she looks back on it with embarrassment. I mean, she's mortified that she did this, and yet she felt it was important to share.
You can keep going with this thing forever, Mike. It's like the vagina monologues. You can just do it on stage, do it live, and then pretty soon people will be talking about their tweets that they made when they were younger and inexperienced, not just letters. This will go on forever.
Yeah, you're right. And in fact, it's expanded into other countries. We're in England. We're in France. We are making a TV show in Holland now that's very similar to the Mortified Guide show. So, and the funny thing is every time we go to a different country, and launch Mortified, people go, well, you know, I know that worked in other places, but it's not going to be the same here. And without fail, it's the same. It's the same. And no matter where you are, people had secrets. They had the same universal fears and hopes when they were kids, and they identify.
But much like
for Netflix, we had to. Sorry to interrupt. But Netflix, we had to translate it into 23 different languages. So
wow.
The Mortified Guide is out there in the world in 23 different languages. So we keep getting these tweets in like Italian or Portuguese and things like that.
That's great. Awesome and hard work. Yet you know, having to do all those different languages. God, that's amazing.
Well, I didn't have to do it, but somebody did.
Had to do it. But Mike, and this Katharine Hepburn girl illustrates the point is that there's that realization, and you see it sometimes play out right there on the stage, that I couldn't have been more wrong. I was so strong in my convictions at some point in my life, but boy, was I wrong. And it's so funny to see it happen time and time again, because I think that's something, no matter who you are or where you are anywhere on the globe, we all have that. Boy, was I wrong.
Yeah, I still have that.
Yeah.
But
Mike, what is your embarrassing, mortified letter or communication?
So I actually came to Mortified as an audience member, too. I was invited to a stage show in Hollywood way back when, and it just blew my mind. And I didn't have any of my childhood writing saved. So instead of getting up on stage, I, you know, wound up becoming the director and showrunner and making it possible for other people. I'm kind of glad I didn't, because I don't know if I'd be ready. I think it's too scary. I'm in awe of these people, honestly.
Can I tell you, Mike, I'm not a jealous person, but what I was jealous of is I did stand-up comedy for 10 years, and I thought to myself, these guys are essentially doing a form of stand-up comedy, but all they're doing is telling the truth. There's no sugarcoating.
Yeah.
They're just reading the absolute words that they wrote and getting huge laughs, and there was a part of me that was almost jealous at how effortless it was.
It's like just being yourself. You know, it's real life is stranger than fiction. Real life is funnier than fiction sometimes, too. I mean, it's just being yourself and being honest, you know, just makes the audience like just so welcoming and ready to hear you. And so the humor comes out. It's there.
Everyone loves a genuine person. Mm. There's no way around it.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, you have to tell me when there's more episodes.
Wait, Bill, what do you have?
I was never a child. I've always been.
He still is one, is what he's saying, Mike.
Nothing embarrassing. I wish so badly. It made me wish I had written stuff down, because I would have loved to. I mean,
you never wrote a poem to anyone?
I have little bits and pieces of stuff, but I don't have like full journal stories. They've got to be there somewhere. When will there be new episodes, Mike? When can we expect more episodes on Netflix?
Oh man, I don't know. We haven't really had that conversation with Netflix yet. This season almost broke me. I have to spend some time with my wife and kids.
Sure,
but once I kind of collect myself, you know, we'll start thinking about that for sure.
Oh, I hope there's more.
Yeah, because you don't want to read a letter from your wife like, my husband spends all of his time on this new project in 23 different languages.
Would be the worst.
Well, it is ironic. I'm spending all this time with other people's childhood.
Right.
You know, but
that's crazy. Mike, love the show. It's so entertaining, and I tell everybody about it. So keep up the great work over there. It's The Mortified Guide and Mortified Nation. They're on Netflix. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and keep in touch when the new eps drop, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you, Mike. Mike Mayer, everybody. We'll take a quick break, then some news, then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.